Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Arguing that slaughterhouses are nuisances to nearby neighborhoods due to the odors they produce and that they are controversial due to the slaughtering of animals, Pro Animal Future has introduced a ballot measure that would ban slaughterhouses in the city and county of Denver. Colorado Cattlemen's Association Executive Vice President Aaron Spohr says there is a lot of concern and a lot of attention being put on this issue.
There's multiple signs from the proponents of this bill that this is just their testing grounds, and if passed or successful, they're going to try to take it statewide and nationwide as well.
According to a Colorado State University Regional Economic Development Study, if Denver's ballot measure to ban slaughterhouses is approved by voters in November, it could cost Colorado's economy up to $861 million and impact nearly 3,000 jobs. The study focused on Superior Farms' facility in Denver, which accounts for 15-20% of the total lamb harvest in the U.S. Spohr says they are part of a coalition fighting this campaign, and groups like CCA are concerned that if it can happen to a sheep slaughterhouse, it can happen to any livestock processing facility and could impact slaughterhouses in any other county.
To forming that opposition coalition we're currently doing right now.
If the facility shuts down, it is likely to substantially impact the U.S.-based lamb supply chain, according to the study. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.